giver from God. But beyond the meaning of grace and the expanse of grace, our usual thought about grace in application is for me, for us. When it comes to thinking of the terribleness of the sinfulness and the wretchedness of other people, we are slower in applying the matchless, undeserving, undeserved grace of God for others. We see someone else's terrible failures, and our usual response is one of condemnation. The sermon today is about God's graciousness to the undeserving kings.